This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A woman has been arrested after stabbing a man Saturday evening around 5:55 p.m. Officers were called to the 500 block of East Cedar Street. That's just near Palmer Park in Yampa. At the scene, officers found a man suffering from at least one stab wound. He was later taken to a hospital but was soon pronounced dead. 22-year-old Mariana Guerra was arrested for first-degree murder. The investigation into this death is still ongoing. The leader of the Colorado Springs Fire Department is being recognized as Colorado's Fire Chief of the Year. Randy Royal was picked for the award by the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control and the Colorado State Fire Chiefs during an event held last week in Keystone. Royal has been a member of the Colorado Springs Fire Department since 1987. He served as fire chief in the city since 2021. The Manitou Springs Police Department is asking for help locating a missing Louisiana man. Investigators say they found an abandoned vehicle in the city on Wednesday. They believe the vehicle belongs to 23-year-old Corbin DeBott of Louisiana. He was reported missing on October 10th. Police say DeBott was last seen walking on Pawnee Avenue heading toward Red Mountain. Anyone with information on DeBott is asked to call 911. The Fremont County Coroner says a number of bodies from the Penrose Funeral Home are now identified. Loved ones are still waiting to see if their family members are one of them. A state commission is willing to give a wind turbine manufacturer over $20 million in incentives to put a new production facility in Pueblo. The Colorado Economic Development Commission approved a package of over $18 million in tax credits as well as cash incentives of more than $4 million. The commission says a global company is considering Pueblo for a blade manufacturing facility that could bring 2,300 jobs to the area. The city of Manitou Springs is providing residents with a free recycling event today. It's exclusive to Manitou Springs residents only from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 401 El Monte Place. Colorado College is being honored by a national publication for its commitment to diversity. The college received the Higher Education Excellence in Diversity Award from Insight into Diversity magazine. The publication said the college was home to robust equity and inclusion efforts and noted the school was the first in the country to make a commitment to anti-racism back in 2019. Colorado College is one of 102 American colleges to receive the award this year. All lanes of I-25 near Pueblo have reopened following a train derailment. However, the highway is expected to close again in a few weeks when the railroad bridge over the interstate is replaced. Investigators are still looking into Sunday's derailment, which was reportedly caused by a broken rail. A California truck driver died after his semi was trapped in the wreckage and first responders were unable to reach him in time. A Fearless Recovery celebration is being held today in Colorado Springs. The event is scheduled from 11 to 6 p.m. at the Acacia Park. That's 115 East Platte Avenue.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Sunday morning. We start the day mild in the low to mid 40s in most lower-lying areas, low 30s in our mountain towns. Another day with plenty of sunshine and dry conditions is in store. 77 is the anticipated high in Colorado Springs and 80 in Pueblo. That's around 10 to 15 degrees above average across the board. We will have some clouds moving in the late afternoon and early evening hours. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. Have a great Sunday.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.